This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Elizabeth. Last name is Nulty, N-U-L-T-Y. Date of birth is 3-6-1929. Date of evaluation 7-5-2022. HPI history page. Complaint: psychiatric evaluation requested for management of dementia. History of anxiety, insomnia, and ongoing behavioral issues, history of present illness. This is a 93 years old female, was admitted here on 6-26-2022 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient's chart indicates history of falls, rhabdomyolysis, urinary tract infection, acute and chronic diastolic heart failure, acute respiratory failure, dysphagia, hypothyroidism, hypertensive heart disease, history of cerebral ischemia, peripheral vascular disease, difficulty in walking. Patient is an extremely poor historian. She could not tell me the circumstances leading to her placement here. She thought she was 65 years old. She did not know any of her current medications or medical problems. She could not tell me how many children she has. And she thought that she was in a hospital. Her chart indicates history of being anxious, confused, comma, poor safety awareness. Patient needs to be monitored closely per nursing staff. Patient did not verbalize any paranoia, delusional thinking, or hallucinations. There are no reports of persistent sadness, depression. Next paragraph, I spoke to our patient's daughter, Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, Nulty, who reports that patient's dementia has progressed. Up until 3 years or so ago, patient was able to drive. Patient apparently fell, leading to hospitalization. Their daughter reports that patient was kept in bed for 12 days, which has further impaired her cognitive function and increased her physical limitations. Patient has a PhD in library sciences and worked as a librarian and a teacher. Her daughter reports that her mother used to be very active, volunteered a lot and participated in church activities. She has 4 children. Patient reports that she was born in North Dakota. Next paragraph, she was admitted here on Sertralin and Risperdal. Daughter reports that she did not know that her mother was on Risperdal until she came here and wants her mother to be off Risperdal. But reports that her mom has taken Sertralin for quite some time for management of her anxiety symptoms. Next paragraph. Next paragraph under review system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no prior history of psychiatric hospitalizations, no. Next paragraph is social history, current relationship, widow, number of children, 4, current occupation, retired librarian. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, reclamatory former chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habit, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, family history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, Sertraline 50 milligram once a day, and Risperdal 0.25 milligram HS. Next paragraph, blood pressure, 166 over 64, pulse 64, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, slowed, gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech, clear, mood, euthymic, thought processes confused, associations illogical, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory recent impaired, patient could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, fund of knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor sleep, poor appetite, fair under assessment and plan, dementia and diseases classified elsewhere with behavioral disturbance, F02.81. Number 2, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild, F33.0. Plans continue Zoloft as prescribed, which is also helped in the management of a patient's mood as well as anxiety symptoms. Discontinue Risperdal. There's no evidence of psychosis. Number 3, insomnia and specify G47.00. Zero plans. I talked to a patient's daughter about trial of low dose melatonin 2 milligram HS. Patient's daughter consented to trial of melatonin. Next paragraph, disposition, staff needs to monitor patient closely and notify our service for any worsening of mood disturbance, increased falls, or any medication adverse effects. Period. Encourage participation in activities during the daytime. We'll follow with you. Ongoing follow up with attending physician for medical management, procedure code 99305, under supplemental administrative check common side effects of SSRI, hypnotics, risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.